Back in 2001, Sylvie Simmons interviewed Leonard Cohen for Mojo Magazine. Over 3 days of conversation, he proved a charming but elusive subject. Intrigued, she put the notion of a Leonard Cohen biography on back burner consideration. That notion heated up considerably when Sylvie Simmons caught Leonard Cohen on the comeback tour he launched in 2008.
And like everybody else in that room, I was entirely blown away. And I'd come at it as a journalist. You know, I didn't come in there as a Leonard Cohen fan so much as a music critic. I wanted to hear what he was doing, see what he was doing. And it was just mind-blowingly good. And I thought, well, this is so strange. And everybody around me seemed to be either crying or acting like they were, you know, meeting the Pope or something. It was just this very strange, almost visceral, you know, palpable kind of feeling in the room that there's something special was going on.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't.
Cohen, then in his mid-70s, had hit the road again out of financial necessity after his longtime manager had bled his bank accounts dry and left his business affairs in a mess. Given his age and circumstances and her long simmering interest, Sylvie Simmons decided the time to write the biography had come.
Really what I was interested in, I guess, was the heart and the soul, but you need to have the skeleton and the flesh and the sinew to put that in the middle of, you know. So, you know, I didn't want some sort of impressionistic, very kind of personally egotistic kind of book on Leonard. I wanted it to be able to be read as a, you know, a proper chronological biography, but also to be able to take any of the paths and, you know, sort of undo those strands of DNA, if you like.
Simmons read everything she could find on Leonard Cohen, interviewed over 100 people, friends, lovers, rabbis, fellow Buddhist monks, musical colleagues, kinfolk.
The thing that is a blessing for a biographer or anybody studying someone's life, it's these people who keep diaries and journals and people who have letters, you know. Those were wonderful. I would, like, kiss the sky, you know, whenever there was, like, somebody said, yeah, I've got this letter and it's dated, blah, blah, blah. And I was so bad. It was, have you got the envelope? What does it say on the postmark? I want to be really sure. And so it was very, very, very intriguing to dig through archives and all sorts of different places and piece this man's life together, you know. But you do feel at some point, what am I doing with my life? Is you sit there writing somebody's kind of own calendar for that year of like 1967, where he was here on Wednesday, so he couldn't have been there on this day.
Right.
And you think, Lord, I know too much. Leonard said, you know more about me than I know about myself.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on.
What emerges is a portrait of a brilliant, often troubled, restless, promiscuous, but on the whole decent man that Sylvie Simmons came out of the project liking very much.
To spend 3 years just, you know, very, very long days and very long involved discussions with people about this man, to come out and just think, wow, what a good guy. I still wouldn't want to be his girlfriend, but considering the expectations of him to have just gone into this very, you know, established, well-to-do family business, to have come from a long line of kind of successful entrepreneur, businessmen, and rabbis, and to have become a poet and singer-songwriter, and done all of the things that he did, and kind of living in a very simple way, you know, with very few possessions, as he still does. I mean, for him to have come out and got through that while still fighting this amazing restlessness and depression, which was really, really, really awful. I mean, it was harrowing. You know, it really was. He would be waking up every morning with, how do I get through this day? Until recent years when, you know, it's almost a story of redemption. He came out the other end, cured of depression and a happy man out on the road.
Sylvie Simmons, author of the deeply researched, beautifully written, balanced but respectful and highly recommended new biography, I'm Your Man, The Life of Leonard Cohen. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.
In my way to be free. like a night from some old-fashioned book I have saved.